KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports this morning, the Trainer Cardinals poured in a school record 15 three-pointers on their way to an 84-53 victory over the AHSTW Vikings on Tuesday night in the boys' Class 2A District 16 final. Sid Schaff and Tim Zimmerman combined for 14 of those 15 threes, and they combined for 62 points to lead the Cardinals to a Sub-State 8 final against Van Meter Saturday night in Atlantic. Trainer started the game with a fast-paced attack and quick transition passing to start with a 7-0 run. They led 21-17 after one. The Vikings got within four late in the second quarter, but the Cardinals dropped in a couple of threes late to take a 33-24 halftime lead. Then the Cardinals erupted in the third quarter, outscoring the Vikings 30-12 in the quarter to blow the game open. Sid Schaff connected on four three-pointers in that quarter and scored 16 of his game-leading 34 points in the period. Tim Zimmerman was red-hot from outside, hitting eight threes in the game, two in each quarter of action. Thomas Schwartz added a fourth-quarter tray to push the Cardinals to their record mark from downtown as he finished with 11 points. AHSTW was led by 18 points from Raiden Groby, 13 from Braden Lund, and 10 from Kyle Sternberg. The Vikings just couldn't keep pace with the quick passing of the Cardinals and were late on a lot of shot closeouts. The Cardinals also did a good job of preventing Lund from getting many touches until late in the game. He scored 11 of his 13 points in the fourth quarter. AHSTW ends their season with a record of 20-3. It's a talented young group for the Vikings that returns all of their starters from Tuesday next season. Trainer improved to 19-4 on the season and claimed the rubber match with the Vikings. The Cardinals will now play for a trip to state Saturday in Atlantic against a Van Meter team that had to rally late to beat Panorama. That game will be a 7 o'clock tip-off Saturday night. Van Meter 57-55 in that District 15 game last night over Panorama. Also in Class 1A boys district play last night, the district finals. In District 12, it was Mount Air over Moravia 62-51. In District 13, Martinsdale St. Mary's defeating Earlham 49-47. In District 14, Tri-Center beating Riverside 53-30. District 15 saw Grandview Christian over Coon Rapids Bayard 73-32. And in District 16, St. Albert defeating West Harrison 62-48. Well, the 2021 girls state basketball brackets have been released by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. They were released last night following 4A and 5A regional finals, as the tourney will be held next week at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Last night in those sub-state finals, Glenwood defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton 74-51. It was Dallas Center Grimes over Creston 50-28. Harlan beating Denison 52-43. For top seed Glenwood, they'll open up against Dubuque Wallert on Tuesday of next week at 11 a.m. Harlan is the 7th seed. They'll open up against the 2 seed Ballard on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Girls 1A and 2A basketball teams will try to punch their tickets to state in regional finals that'll be contested tonight. We'll have coverage on KJAN of the Class 1A Region 8 final between Exira, EHK, and Lennox. That game is being contested in Winterset. Chris Parks will have the pregame at 6:45 tonight, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Now, we'll also have an audio web broadcast on KJAN-TV of the 2A Region 5 final between AHSTW and Nottoway Valley. That game will be at the Atlantic High School, and I'll have coverage of that same timeline tonight, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock will be the tip time. And again, that'll be an audio-only broadcast on the TV page. You'll be able to see the scoreboard. We'll have a scoreboard up there for you to watch along that, but otherwise just an audio broadcast tonight. Among those other Class 1A games tonight in Class 2A, we mentioned Nottoway Valley versus AHSTW tonight on the TV page. AHSTW 17-6 coming into that game. Nottoway Valley 22-0 on the year. Other 2A game in this region has at Lewis Central Trainer playing Underwood tonight. Now, we mentioned that at Winterset will be our broadcast game on the radio tonight. Exira EHK is 22-0 heading into that game. Lennox 20-3. Hope you join us for that on the air. Also tonight in Region 4, Kingsley Pearson will play St. Albert in Denison. And in Region 2, Cam will take their 17-6 record into a game at Greene County High School against 22-1 Newell Fonda tonight. Those games all tipping at 7 o'clock. Well, Tuesday night's game at second-ranked Baylor summed up Iowa State's season. The Cyclones were good enough to race out to a 17-point first-half lead, but stumbled down the stretch as the Bears rallied for a 77-72 win in Waco. The Cyclones only managed three field goals in the final 7 minutes and 3 seconds. Here's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm.
I enjoyed coaching that basketball team I coached tonight.
The guy told him in the locker room, man, losing sucks, man. Losing's tough. Losing's hard. But that team I coached tonight, man, I was a lot of fun coaching that group, man.
Brougham said he was proud of the effort as the Cyclones led for nearly 35 minutes, but they see their Big 12 record fall to 0-14.
The tough part of coaching and the tough part of this game and sports is sometimes you don't get what you deserve. You know, games against, you know, K-State when we didn't play well, or Kansas, you get what you deserve. Get your tails kicked. But if you look at the majority of our games, the West Virginia games, the Oklahoma games, the Baylor games, you know, in life, you don't always get you what you deserve.
Tyler Harris led Iowa State with 21 points, including 5 of 8 from three-point range. In other top 25 basketball, unranked Michigan State looked like a team desperate for a berth in the NCAA men's basketball tournament as the Spartans sit below the bubble. Aaron Henry delivered 20 points, and Joshua Langford had a double-double as Michigan State knocked off 5th-ranked Illinois 81-72. Also last night, it was Kansas State, a 62-57 stunner over 7th-ranked Oklahoma. 8th-ranked Villanova avenged an early-season loss to St. John's as they blasted the Red Storm 81-58. 10th-ranked West Virginia, 74-66 road win over TCU. Also last night, 14th-ranked Texas picked up a win over 17th-ranked Kansas, 75-72. It was Georgia Tech, a 69-53 winner over number 16 Virginia Tech, and Mississippi beat number 24 Missouri, 60-53. The Iowa State men's basketball team will play 3 makeup games March 1st through the 7th after the Big 12 announced the rescheduling of 12 league games. On Tuesday, March 2nd, Iowa State will host Texas at 6 p.m. On Thursday, March 4th, Iowa State will hit the road at Texas Tech. And on Saturday, March 6th, it'll be Iowa State at Kansas State as they bunch those games together. 8th-ranked Maryland outscored the Iowa Hawkeye women 41-21 in the first quarter last night, yesterday afternoon, and they rolled to a 111-93 victory in College Park yesterday. Here's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter.
You know, we had a disastrous first quarter, but we won the last 3 quarters by 2 points. And you go on somebody else's home court, especially a team as good as Maryland, and win 3 quarters by 2. You know, you have to look at some positives in here.
Caitlin Clark had 29 of her game-high 34 points in the opening half as Iowa falls to 8-7 in the Big Ten. They're 12-7 overall. The Iowa State women get a chance to beat another ranked opponent tonight when they host 18th-ranked West Virginia. It begins the final week of the regular season. The Cyclones will close it out March 3rd at home against Kansas.
It's a great sense of pride that we've gotten this many games in. And the one we missed wasn't because of what we did. So I think that's a great thing. It's a tribute to the kids and the medical staff here for sure. But it's fun to be playing games that count.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones are 10-6 in the Big 12. And lost the first time against the Mountaineers. The Big Ten Conference announced Tuesday that Iowa and Penn State will be the co-champions of the 2021 conference regular season. The top-ranked Hawkeyes finished the dual season 5-0. Penn State finished with a 6-0 record. Iowa's won or shared the Big Ten regular season title 11 times in the last 14 years and 13 times since the conference started recognizing a dual meet champion in 1999. In 5 conference duels, the Hawkeyes' postseason roster posted a 38-5 record in individual matches, scoring bonus points in 25 bouts. The Hawkeyes have 4 wrestlers ranked at the top of their weight classes. 9 wrestlers are ranked 5th or better. The Hawkeyes will return to the mat March 6th through the 7th at the 2021 Big Ten Championships in University Park, Pennsylvania. That's a 2-day tournament. And the Iowa State softball team made history Tuesday as they were ranked number 25 in the USA Today NFCA Division I coaches poll. That's a milestone for Jamie Pinkerton's squad, marking the first ever appearance for Iowa State's program history in the top 25. Cyclones are coming off a 4-1 weekend at the FAU Strikeout Cancer Tournament, improving to 9-1 overall on the season. That's a look at sports this hour here on KJAN. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.